Mean-eyed cat, I've got 9 lives and nothing to lose. Hi guys, yes, it's Kat, and today I'm going to be talking about mental health. So if you notice, everybody comes out saying, oh, I'm feeling this, or I'm feeling that. There are some people, yeah, they are doing it for clout, and there's some people that actually have issues like depression. Even a little sadness is something. A little sadness can lead to a very big sadness, and I'm sure you don't want that to happen to yourself, your family, or your friends, or even your loved ones. Even your enemy, don't wish mental health on your enemy. That's just terrible, because it happens within you, and nobody can ever understand what that person feels. So people should not come and be like, oh, I get how you feel. Don't ever tell someone that has depression, I get how you feel. You don't get how that person feels. Please stop it. So talking about mental health, what is mental health? All these deep questions that people want to know. To a psychologist today, and she will be giving us the intro of mental health. Do you feel sad? Do you feel like you are the only one in the world? Do you feel like nobody gets you? Do you feel lonely even at the midst of your friend? Do you feel like you feel like killing yourself? Do you feel there's nothing more to this world? Do you sometimes just wish that everywhere could be silent, even when it is silent? If you have all this, you can always talk to someone.
What is mental health? According to World Health Organization, mental health is a state of well-being in which an individual realizes his or her own abilities, how an individual can cope with normal stresses of life, work productively and fruitfully, and is able to make a contribution to his or her community. Mental health includes our emotional, psychological, and social well-being. It affects how we think, how we feel, and act. It also helps determine how we handle stress, how we relate to others, and make choices in life. Mental health is important at every stage of life, from childhood and adolescence through adulthood. Over the course of life, if an individual experiences mental health problems, such individual's thinking, mood, and behavior could be affected. Many factors contribute to mental health problems, including biological factors such as genes, life experiences such as trauma or abuse, family history of mental health problems, insurmountable challenges such as poverty, infectious disease, and so on. All of these can cause one to be stressed and depressed. So how is mental health seen as a societal issue? Defining mental health separately from mental illness. As humans, we are expected to work productively and fruitfully, make meaningful contributions to our community in one way or the other, and inability to do this becomes a worry. Many people have mental health concerns from time to time, but a mental health concern becomes a mental illness when ongoing signs and symptoms such as feeling sad or down, excessive fears and worries, confused thinking, and reduced ability to concentrate, and so on, cause frequent stress and affect ability to function well. If, for instance, a productive worker suddenly becomes uninterested in his or her work, gets to work late, has low energy, having feelings of hopelessness, withdraws to self, nothing matters again, and so many signs, this does not only affect the individual, but also affect his or her environment. When there are countless numbers of such experiences in our workplace or even at school, this is an issue for concern, because people will make up the society, And if more than half of the society have mental problems, it becomes a public concern. Therefore, there is need for us to understand the determinant of health and well-being in our society. So positive mental health allows people to realize their full potential, cope with stresses of life, work productively, make meaningful contributions to communities. How do we maintain our positive mental health? First, value ourselves. Surround yourself with good people. Stay positive. Give of yourself, trying to help others, volunteer to do things. Get physically active. Do exercise. Develop coping skills. Learn how to deal with stress. Meditation. Break up the monotony. Trying to do things the same way and getting the same result. Avoid alcohol and other drugs. Get help when needed. Lastly, spirituality is an important aspect of mental health. Research reports that religion and spirituality are part of the resources that help mental health. I am Oluwadamlola Eyolawi, a clinical psychologist. Thank you.
Find someone who cares, find someone who will listen to you. And if you know someone that always keeps to themselves, even smiling, they're still keeping to themselves, please try and talk to the person. I don't mean that person, oh, are you sad? No. Try and make that person happy. Try and bring that person out of the stakes the person is in. Take the person to the beach, take the person for a walk, anything. Just try and be there for the person. Thank you.